knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three's company too.
This is the third time this month the sink has been clogged up, you know.
Well, we tried clearing the drain ourselves with a coat hanger.
Yeah, I know. Here it is. Now, hear this. Never, I repeat, never leave the strainer off the drain. Look at all these bottle caps and wine corks. What are they doing in there?
Well, we kind of had a little party last night.
A party? And you didn't invite your sexy swinging neighbor?
Yeah, Larry was here.
Oh, well, see, it wasn't actually a party.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of a pre-party.
Like the Boston pre-party.
No, see, Jack passed the written part of his final exam yesterday, but today he has to take the cooking part, and then this afternoon we'll know if he's going to graduate or not. But we know he will, and he knows he will, and you know he will, so we will, and you will, won't you?
I will what?
Come to the real party we're giving him tonight. Weren't you listening?
I think the drain is clear, but my head is clogged. I'll just connect this pipe back up here. Chrissy?
Yeah?
You turn the water on when I say when.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Furley, when you get finished there, the sink in the bathroom could sure use some help, too.
Can I ever get a moment's peace around here?
Oh, we'll make it up to you.
Sure. When? What's the big idea?
Well, you said when.
What a party. I swear I will never drink again. Why does my chest hurt?
Don't you remember?
No.
Last night, after everybody else left, you stayed up, trying to suck an olive through a straw.
Aspirin, where are the aspirins?
They're in the cabinet. I'll get some.
Oh, hurry up, Chrissy. My head's pounding.
No, it's not your head. It's Furley. He's working on the drain.
Huh?
He's fixing the sink.
Oh, hi, Jack. The girls told me you'd be graduating soon. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Furley. Well, in a few days, I will be a full-fledged chef, and you know what that means.
You can wear an apron over your dress. Oh, I'll just come out
here. Here you go, Jack.
Thanks, Chrissy. Soon I'll be making steady money and we'll be able to get the rent in on time.
Uh-huh.
What time is it?
It's a little after 10.
Oh, my God, I'm late for my test. I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
And so, class, after 3 long years, it's come down to this, your final exam. And now, as I look at your smiling faces, I say, what are you so happy about? Cooking is a serious business. So wipe off those stupid grins. That's better.
Oh, Dean, I'm Dean Trevor. My alarm didn't go off. The bus was late. I missed my stop. I had to run
Trevor,
5 blocks.
Just say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's not good enough. Now get to your place.
Yes, sir. Oh, excuse me.
Now soon you'll be making the transition from lowly student to illustrious alumni. What's the matter, Tripper? 2 at home aren't enough for you?
Yes, sir. No, sir. No. Look, what I mean is... I didn't know it was loaded. I'm sorry, sir. Excuse me. It was an accident.
Tripper, you're an accident. Now, you'll all be preparing the same dish for your final. Any implements or ingredients you'll need, you'll find at your usual stations. I will now announce the dish you will be making. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. The envelope, please. And the dish is Couillotte de Salmon, or salmon in a pastry shell. Now, there will be no assistance given to anyone, and of course, no talking.
Mr. Travers?
If you were trying to attract my attention, Tripper, you succeeded.
I just wanted to know if there was a time limit.
Yes. Now you'll have an hour and a half to prepare your dish for the oven. Okay? Get on your mark. Get set. Cook.
Hey, Jack, how many?
How many what?
Onions.
I can't tell. You heard the dean.
But do we, grill the mushrooms or sauté them, huh?
Ben, will you leave me alone, please?
Well, come on. All I want to
know... I can't tell you!
Can't tell you what, Trevor?
I can't tell you how much I've appreciated you being my teacher.
Well, I'll accept that. Now, no more talking.
Fini.
Jack, can I borrow your finger for a minute?
If you play your cards right, you can have the whole body.
It's for my apron. It's come undone. Would you put your finger in the knot,
and I'll
tie the ball?
Yeah.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Oh, Sheila.
Do you know what the teapot said to the teacup?
No, what?
I'm getting steamed.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. Can I get my finger back? We just got caught. You have to fix that. Sorry. No, never. Not another word.
Finished at last.
Oh, Janet, what do you think of my sign?
Congratulations? Mm-hmm. Chrissy, you made a mistake.
No. I was going to say congratulations on your graduation, but then I ran out of room, so I just wrote congratulations. You think Jack will get it?
Yeah, if you sign it.
Oh, I can't wait to give Jack his present.
Me either. Oh, I gotta show you what I got him, Chrissy.
Oh, I'll show you what I got, too.
I know this is the perfect gift. Okay, what do you think?
Well, one of us is going to have to take their hat back and get something else.
Oh, that's a great idea. Will you have time to do it before Jack gets here?
Okay. Hey, why should I?
Was there a sale or something?
I don't believe it. You got Jack a chef's hat, too?
No, this is chef's hat 3. All right, look, I got a bottle of champagne back at the apartment. I'll give him that instead.
Okay.
Jack's coming up the stairs.
Oh, okay. No, he's early. Get in here.
Surprise him.
Okay, let's hide.
He's the hat on.
Surprise!
I guess he didn't like the hats. Hey, Jack. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just failed my final exam.
What? You failed? How?
By flunking. That means I'm not going to graduate.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jack. I'm sorry. Hey, but this is not the end of the world. You can take that test again next year.
Janet, I cannot afford to go on being a student forever. I'm not going back to school.
Wait a minute. You're very upset, and rightfully so, but don't go making decisions till you think it over.
I have thought it over. I'm going to forget about becoming a great chef.
Yeah, but you are a great chef. That soup you made yesterday was the best I ever tasted.
Chrissy, that soup came out of a can.
Oh.
Look, Jack, you know what you ought to do?
I know what I ought to do. I ought to take off.
Hey, great idea. That's it. Take a vacation. When you get back, Jack, everything will look better to you.
You don't understand. I'm not coming back. I'm moving out.
Don't believe it. Jack moving out.
Well, what do we do?
Maybe I can help.
Oh, Larry, would you?
Yeah, sure. It'll be a big sacrifice, but... oh, what the heck. I'm willing to move in and take Jack's place.
Jack! Oh, listen, Jack. We want to talk about this.
I just now, wanted to give you my share of the rent before I leave.
Well, okay, where are you going to go?
I don't know. Oh. I may go home and help my father with his business or something. I don't know. There's just nothing for me here.
Well, Jack, we're here. What about us?
Surprise! Hi, Jack. What's cooking?
I guess I really bowled him over, huh?
Hey, why the long faces?
Jack failed his cooking exam, and he's gonna move out.
Move out? It's a good thing I showed up when I did. Jack, it's time you and I had a talk. Just the two of us. Now, hear this. What's all this about you running away? Don't you know when the tough get going? So you fail. Big deal. Look at me. I fail almost everything I've ever tried. I've never really amounted to anything. My whole life has just been one big failure after another. I'm the laughingstock of my family. The only reason I have this job is because my brother owns the building. Jack, if you can wait till tomorrow, I'll go with you. I'm so depressed.
That's it. I'm going to go pack. Hey, wait a second, Jack. Now, look.
Maybe you didn't fail. Maybe they made a mistake.
No, Larry, I made the mistake. I just can't understand how. I mixed all the ingredients. I wrapped the salmon in the dough, and I put it in the... Sheila's apron.
You should have put it in the oven.
Must have been when he did. I should never have turned my back on him.
I wouldn't turn my back on a guy named Sheila either.
No, not Sheila, Ben. I turned my back on Ben when I helped Sheila tie her apron. Ben must have switched his dish with mine.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, Jack, I knew that you couldn't fail. Look, all you have to do now is just tell Dean Travers and then you can graduate.
Oh, forget it, Janet. I can't prove it. I didn't actually see him do it, and he'd never believe me anyway.
Come on. Now, there must be something that we can do.
Wait. I got it.
What?
I got it. Look, all you've got to do is get this guy, Ben, to admit in front of Dean Travers that he pulled the old switcheroo on Jack. You're home free.
Larry, that's a wonderful idea. Larry, glad I could help, huh?
Hold. Wait. How do we get Ben and the Dean together at the same place at the same time? How do we get Ben to confess? Can't you figure these tiny details out yourself?
Oh, thank you, Larry. He was a big help.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was. He was. I know how to do it.
How?
By using my secret weapon.
What secret weapon?
You two.
What?
Jack, how do I look?
Whoa, you look sensational. Oh, Dean Travers will be drooling all over the carpet.
You're really right about him, Jack. He is a lech. Oh. Listen, when I invited him to come over, he practically jumped at me right through the phone.
Oh, no, Janet, you've got to remember to keep Dean Travers in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't want Ben to see him before Chrissy gets him to confess.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
Chrissy, of course you will. Just play that word association game I taught you. It's bound to trip him up.
You don't think he'll suspect anything?
No, no. That's why I had Sheila call him to arrange the date with you, see?
Oh, I hope nothing goes wrong.
Nothing will go wrong, and I'll be close by if you need me.
Where?
Well, I'll be in the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Good luck. You'll be great. You'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, Dean Travers, I'm so glad you could come. Come in. Well, gosh, I hope you don't think it was too forward of me to phone up and invite you over that way. It's just that I felt that with Jack having moved out and all, it was time that you and I got to know each other better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Jack moved out?
Yeah, just today.
Oh, I'm sorry. You remember Chrissy?
I'll get it.
That'll be Chrissy's date. Why don't you and I go into another room so we can be alone?
You mean?
Yes, the kitchen.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, Chrissy Snow?
Yeah, come on in.
Wow. Why does a doll like you need a blind date?
Well, I'm very shy. Oh. Come sit on the couch with me.
Well, I'm real shy, too.
Do you like to play games?
That's what I'm here for.
Well, let's play word association.
Ah, well, that's not quite what I had in mind.
See, I'll say a word, and then you say the first thing that comes into your mind, okay? Light.
Dark.
Hot.
Cold.
Switch.
Hitter.
That's not right.
Oh, what should I have said?
Salmon.
Huh.
Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom. Jack, it's not working. What am I gonna do?
Flirt with him.
Flirt with him?
Yeah, Chrissy, you know.
I can't. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, just you flirt with him, get him to confess.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. What'll we play next?
Confession. See, I'll tell you something, and then you tell me something. Do you want to know what a bad girl I've been?
Yeah. Go, go, go.
Well, my mother baked a cake once. And I switched the sugar and the salt. Isn't that awful?
Shocking.
Okay, now you confess something.
Well, I confess that I can't keep my hands off you.
That's fine. You just say when, okay?
As soon as I finish that drink.
Okay, well...
Well, no, I'll just... clean up in the bathroom.
Oh, no, you can't use the bathroom.
Why not?
Because my pantyhose are hanging all over the place.
So?
Well, you can see right through them.
Look, Dean Travers, I really don't think that you and I should rush into anything.
That's what I say. Slow down so I can catch you.
Wait! Give me your hand.
Oh, that's more like it.
Sit down. Ah! You don't have a lifeline.
What does that mean?
It means give me your other hand. Oh, there it is.
Good. I thought I was dead. You want to let go of my hand?
No. I want to read your future.
Oh, are you in it?
Oh, yes. Let's see. You will behave yourself.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Or you will experience a lot of pain.
No!
I've got to use your bathroom.
No, don't listen. out.
Look, I promise not to look at your pantyhose.
No, don't go in there. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh.
Yes!
Jack, it's not working. What am I going to do?
Just hang on. Let me think of something.
Don't forget it. I'll use my own brains.
I'm dead.
Well, look, I'm hungry. What do you say that we go out for a bite, huh?
No!
Okay, we can stay here. For what?
For graduating with the second highest marks.
Hey, that's great. How'd you know that?
Sheila told me. Tripper was first, Sheila was fifth, you were
but
second.
But Tripper was first.
Yeah.
Well, how do you like that? He beat me with my own dish.
What?
Well, I mean, you know, for a gag, I switched dishes with Tripper.
Could you say that again?
And louder.
That was me. Sometimes my voice goes down in my chest.
I don't blame it a bit.
Just tell me again what you did to Jack.
Why?
It turns me on.
Oh,
what are you doing? I want you to hear something. Be very quiet. Listen to this.
And so I switched dishes with Jack. I mean, you know, all that trouble. And then Travers, that idiot windbag, gives my dish the highest marks.
Idiot windbag, huh?
Be careful! Hey, I can explain.
Yeah, you can explain. Tomorrow morning in my office at 8 o'clock sharp.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Ben? Looks like you can't cook in the living room either.
Tripper, you'll graduate, of course, with honors.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes, I can't afford it. Oh, look at that. Your plan worked.
How did you do it, Tripper?
Easy. I just used...
my brains.
I really appreciate you all coming to my graduation. It really meant a lot to me.
Are you kidding? Besides the fact that we love you, we've been waiting for this for 3 years.
Yeah, we wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Jack, I'm so happy for you.
Mr. Furley, I didn't realize you were so sentimental.
Oh, yeah, that's the way I am. I even cried when my high school class graduated.
Really?
Because I didn't.
Okay, give a speech, Jack. Speech.
Some words from the new graduate. Well, okay, I just want to thank all of you for standing by me throughout my education. And I'd like to say, although I'll probably be a rich and famous chef and I'll own my own restaurant someday, I won't forget you, my dearest friends.
Hey, does that mean that we get to eat at your restaurant for free?
No, but you'll always be able to get a reservation, I promise.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I love this diploma. Look at
it. It's beautiful.
It's the thing I've wanted most of all. God. Well, second most. Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.